Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Now, Kramer and Jess, mornings on Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up? Welcome to your Monday show, everybody.
Good morning. Happy Monday.
Did anybody else wake up this morning ready to chant one more sleep?
No, I was not ready to chant anything.
My alarm went off. I'm like, is it Thursday yet? Can't we just do the chant already? Oh my gosh. What's up with time change?
It's not fun. This one isn't fun because when you get into the car, you see what it actually is. And like at least yesterday, all the clocks in the house are changed as far as like on the microwave, blah, 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 whatever. But this morning, getting into the car and seeing what and seeing the hour before, yeah. I'm like, that does not feel good. That one hurts.
Yeah. I think because I didn't drive my car anywhere yesterday, so I didn't have to make that change.
Yeah.
And
same.
Then if you're in the car right now and your car says 504, man, that is a painful feeling. That
change it immediately.
Like, change it. Can we all collect? Maybe that's what we should do collectively. Is right now, like just take a second. Just change that to 604, 605 now. And I think it'll all feel better. It's like the first thing I did. I woke up yesterday morning and I thought that something had happened because I looked at my clock and it said, or my phone, it said 6:30. Mm-hmm. And I was like, first off, I never sleep till 6:30.
In the morning?
On the weekends, it never happens.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm still up usually 5, at the latest about 5 on the weekends.
Oh, that sucks.
And it said 6:30. And it wasn't until Gina Crash texted me about an hour and a half later that she was like, well, you know, I know the time change is making things even kind of weird right now. And I was like,
Oh, yes.
Time change! Mm-hmm.
Did you forget?
Totally forgot.
Oh.
I think we did a bad job on Friday. No, you did. You mentioned it. You mentioned time change.
I mentioned it a couple of times throughout the week, and then I also just a reminder on Friday.
It was a little bit crazy for week
last week. Yes.
How are we feeling? Are we feeling good? What's the vibe this morning, Jess? What's the vibe?
Honestly, this weekend, just a little definitely refreshed. This whole weekend was just like relaxing, resetting, just very much cozy vibes for us.
I feel that. I couldn't even leave. Honestly, I usually go to yoga on Sunday morning. I couldn't even go to yoga yesterday, man. I just need to stay. It was one of those things. I just need to stay in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I just need to like be on my couch. I text my yoga friends. I said, I'm sorry. I'd really love to go today, but my couch really needs me today. So I'm going to be here for her instead.
Yeah, that was the vibe.
I want you to imagine for 1 second that you're driving down the Beltway, whatever road you're on right now. You look over and running down the street next to you is a giant emu. A giant emu. What would you even do? What's the first thing that you do? Luckily, thanks to our friends in Pennsylvania, they just pull out their camera phones and we'll go from there. Welcome to your Monday morning. I mean, probably, what else would I do?
I don't know what any of us would do other than that.
Capture it. Like, I don't know.
No.
I feel like Jess, by the way, manifested this story after last week. This segment's called PA So Cray Cray. Do you want to explain the backstory of the segment?
We love our neighbors in PA, and we just kind of created a segment to acknowledge the more random, bizarre, let's say unexpected things that take place there.
Yeah. Last week, Jess says, you know, Maryland doesn't get a lot of great, like, crazy news stories.
No, I mean, it's wild out here in the streets.
Oh, yeah. But
we're not pointing the finger at anyone. What I'm saying is, like, we never get fun stuff. Like, the coolest thing that ever happened over here was when, like, a zebra was on the loose and everyone was looking for the zebra.
Jess mentioned the zebras. 2 days later, we get running emus. It's like we had to one-up us. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, you like the zebra story?
Of course.
We can be crazier. Yeah, just things are weirder in Pennsylvania. We're not sure why. So thank you to listener Noelle, by the way, to tip me off of this story. On Friday in Snyder County, which is like a little north of Harrisburg, there were some delays on one of their highways because an emu got loose.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I mean, it's like the story is crazy enough. And to be honest with you, I've scoured the internet since Friday trying to find more information. There's very little information other than this viral video that I just sent you, Jess.
We don't know where the emu came from.
We have no idea.
Like a zoo or a farm?
No. But here's what we do know is that the people that are trying to chase it, some look like maybe they're truck drivers, but half of them are Amish women in their proper Amish attire. So I just want you to like visualize that scene. And one of them looks to have does she have a broom?
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, she's kind of scary.
Right.
Oh my gosh. The emu is kind of scary. One, right. Two, three, four, five, six.
But it's the crowd.
Seven.
It's the crowd that's trying to get them.
Seven people are trying to get it.
It's such a motley crew of people that are trying to capture this emu.
But so kind because they're trying to make sure it doesn't get hit by a car.
They want to make sure that the emu is fine.
Wait, this is so scary.
If you go, will you go follow us on Instagram? This is like one of those videos you need to see from PA. So we're at Kramer and Jess, at Kramer and Jess. It's Kramer with a K, Kramer and Jess. The only info that I have on this is that the woman who took the video said the emu was eventually caught Saturday morning. So this emu was going for at least overnight. It finally caught the emu, and now it's back with its owner. Other than that, I've got no further information other than a very awesome viral video you need to go watch right now at Kramer and Jess with the running emu down the street in Pennsylvania. Y'all, it just, yeah, we get zebras. That's weird. Then they're like, Amish
scary.
Women chasing
like on a freeway.
Emus. It's just, there's so much going on in PA. That's why we give them their own segment called PA. So cray cray. So are you supposed to fess up if you toot? And I know it's early and we're going to keep this very, very early morning friendly for you right now, but I just got myself in the worst predicament and I don't know. I didn't know the proper situation. I know you've been in this situation before. Mm-hmm. Okay. So
is this close quarters with other people?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Okay. But listen, you got to hear me out because I'm not just some nasty boy that walks around and toots. Okay. That's not my MO. Okay.
Well,
so I go out to go grab a coffee during the commercial break.
Oh,
I'm in the kitchen by myself. There is not another soul in sight. I don't even hear anybody, right?
Yeah.
I feel a little pain in my abdomen area, maybe
yes.
A little gas.
Yes.
And I say, you know what? I feel like I'm in a safe space. I'm not in the studio. I'm by myself out here in like the wild blue yonder, right?
Uh-huh.
So what one might do in that situation is I pass gas.
Okay.
So I do this.
So it's a fart. Why are you saying toot? Like it makes it any better?
Doesn't it sound friendlier if I say toot?
Let's just be real.
A little toot.
You know, you farted.
I tooted a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So it's not a friendly one. It's not a friendly toot.
So that's a fart, my guy. Go on. If we're going to talk about it, be honest.
It was a non-friendly toot, Jess.
Okay.
A non-friendly toot. I'm embarrassed to tell the story. So about 30 seconds later.
Who is it that walked in?
I hear walking down the hallway. And I know you know that feeling. Your heart starts to race. Your palms start to get sweaty. He's like, please don't be coming this way. Greg Carpenter from Today's 101.9 walks out.
The kindest soul.
The nicest man. Yeah. I don't think he's ever said the word toot.
The most accepting person ever.
But would probably never say toot on the radio either, right? Because if you don't, Greg Carpenter, by the way, he hosts the morning show on Today's 101.9. We share the same building, right? So I'm sitting there in my own not friendly toot, and he walks into it. And I'm like, yo, I don't know. Do I need to mention that there is a stinky toot in this room and that I did that?
We need to get him on. I need to hear his perspective.
Or do I leave the situation alone?
Yeah.
Would you, in that situation, would you have said something?
Two things. One, it's a fart. Okay. Number two, yes, because Greg is the kindest person on the planet.
Yes, he's
forgiving.
So if
there's anyone that you would have felt the safest with admitting that information to, it's Greg Carpenter. He's also a father. He has kids.
Boy, like, a boy at least.
Like he
one
know,
boy, one
like,
girl.
He knows what's up. You know, like parents have seen some stuff. You know what I mean?
I didn't say
anything. And also, they're going to know a lie when they see one. So he's going to walk up and be like, is there anything you need to share with me?
Are there any confessions that you need to make about this devilish smell?
Fart.
That you've created? I like to say unfriendly toot. You know, it just sounds better. Okay, so during that last song, I walked into their studio because I wanted to know.
I want to hear from Greg.
Because I'm thinking maybe it wasn't that bad.
No
like,
way.
Maybe it wasn't that bad. He didn't even notice it because he didn't say anything. And like, if he did, would I have lied about it? Maybe. I don't know. Like, I don't even know how you would handle the situation.
You walk in mid-break and they're literally talking about you.
And about how bad this was.
Totally.
Okay, so I asked Greg. This is Greg's response. Listen.
Greg, be honest. Did you notice when you walked into the kitchen that It smelt of toot.
I don't know what a toot means.
Exactly.
It smelled of gas being passed.
Oh, yes. Yes, there was a big toot.
Did you smell the toot?
I did.
Mm-hmm. Wait, was I supposed to mention that I tooted to make you feel better?
Wait,
or
was that you?
It was me. And I'm sorry. I didn't want to tell you.
Dude, you crop dusted. That's rude.
Yeah, it was rude to him. Like, out of anyone, that was so rude to do to him.
So you're supposed to be like, hey, really quick, before
dude, before you walk in, before you walk in, it's so early, and I don't want to disrespect you that way because it's daylight savings, and you're barely waking up, and you don't deserve this. I just farted, like, give it a second. That man deserved that information.
I could never do that. I would never fess up to anything like that, man.
So if somebody put super glue in your belly button and you had to go to the emergency room because of it, would you expect them to pay the medical bills? And this sadly is not a hypothetical question.
No, it's a real situation.
Just found this story on Reddit. Do you want to share what happened here?
This poor man. Okay, so it was a family function, and he had a little too much to drink, and he falls asleep on a hammock, right? Well, his brother-in-law filled his belly button with super glue, and he literally had to go to the ER.
Why?
There's so many things that you could have done. There's so many. Also, like, why would you do super glue in your belly button? And okay, let me pause this too, where I understand family members play jokes on people.
Well, I was going to say this, your family gets out of control.
So one time my dad fell asleep and my uncle drew on his stomach with permanent Sharpie. Okay. And all of us were in the room, and like all of us are freaking out and we think it's the funniest thing on the planet. And my dad wakes up. He wasn't so happy. But let's say something happened to where like he, for whatever reason, had to get it like removed with surgery or something went down. Like, we would feel bad and it would be our fault because my dad didn't ask for anyone to unlock the locked bedroom door.
Sure.
We broke into his room and drew on him.
Which,
with
by the way,
Sharpie.
sounds like a college prank, not
at
a bunch
the time,
of mature
it was
adults.
Hilarious, but it wasn't super glue. This brother-in-law fills this guy's belly button with super glue. They had to use solvent and ointment to remove the glue. This medical bill was $2,253.
Crazy.
Yeah. And now the brother-in-law's like, I'm sorry, I'll never do it again, but I'm not going to pay for it. And now it's led to this lawsuit where he's literally trying to sue his brother-in-law because he's not going to pay for the damages.
So then let's decide this. In the court of public opinion in Maryland, do we feel like his brother-in-law has got to pay
over two grand
because he put this super glue in his brother-in-law's belly button? Jess, your thoughts?
I vote yes.
He does.
I vote yeah, because the man was sleeping, you know. It would be different if he was like, dude, let's try this thing. I saw it on TikTok.
Right. New TikTok
challenge. Fill my
the belly
button
challenge
with super glue. Right. Kids, don't do this. Nobody do this. That'd be one thing, right? But it wasn't. He was sleeping, and the brother-in-law took it upon himself and did this to him. Yes, it was a prank, but like, if a prank is over $2,000, like,
that's
you got to pay up.
So you're saying if he had to pull his own super glue out of his stomach, that's no big deal. No harm, no foul.
Yeah.
So let's take this to a broader thing. If there's a prank that goes down, you think it is, and it costs money to make it better.
I think the prankster is
responsible?
Yes.
So then let me ask you a question. Let's just say that a bunch of kids go and toilet paper somebody's front yard, and they have to like hire somebody to come out to like clean it all up. Let's just say. Do you think it's the kid's responsibility to pay for that person to come clean it all up then? Same principles here?
Let's step that up. Let's say a kid tries to egg somebody's house and he hits the car and for some reason the window is cracked. You know
okay.
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because cleaning up is one thing. Nobody wants to clean up. But like a cracked window or like you're throwing the football, you're throwing whatever.
Sure.
Yeah. Like,
okay.
Now,
if you put it that way,
you got to pay for it, right?
I guess in that case. Now, I will say in this lawsuit, the guy actually did win. He won the lawsuit. So, like, apparently, according to the law, the brother-in-law is responsible for paying for the super glue in the belly button.
Now.
These are the top three trending stories in the city.
The Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Chef Gordon Ramsay, the star of Fox's Kitchen Nightmares, was spotted in Frederick, Maryland. And he even posed with officers for a photo. Rumors online claim that he might be in the area filming for an upcoming episode, but that is not yet confirmed. The ninth season of Kitchen Nightmares premiered earlier this year. But shout out to the Frederick Police Department social media person, because whoever posted the caption for this photo with Gordon Ramsay absolutely smashed it. The post read, "Crime rates are down, but the stakes medium rare. You never know who you'll run into while on patrol in Frederick." Come on.
I call ChatGPT. I call ChatGPT on that one. There's no way. Somebody get
that's
in touch.
That's so good.
Hey, somebody get in touch with the Frederick Police Department and let us know who that person is that wrote that caption, because I bet you.
No.
They will admit it
that's
was not
somebody
actually.
There. Don't downplay their creativity.
Somebody's got to get some touch. I know you can. Let us know, okay?
Number two.
According to a new poll out this morning, the average parent in Maryland spends 67 hours a year negotiating with their kids.
Damn.
If you break that down, that's 11 minutes per day. According to the new survey, the average mom or dad in Maryland spend the most time battling with their kid over food, which ends up striking bargains 5 times a week. Dinner is the most common meal for parents that get pushback, and 44% of Maryland parents actually admit that they're concerned that their kids' pickiness is affecting their overall nutrition.
I wonder if we say 11 minutes a day, does that sound too low to you, though?
Yeah.
Like, let us know. Parents, 410-583-1065.
Number one.
Broadway's Wicked is making history. For the first time in their 21 years on Broadway, a black actress will assume the role of Elphaba full time. Lencia Kabeta, a first-generation Ethiopian-American from Los Angeles, spent 5 years touring with Hamilton, and she now joins the Broadway company of Wicked. Kabeta shared, quote, "Everyone deserves a chance to fly, no matter who you are, what you look like, where you come from. You deserve liberation and deserve empowerment."
Somebody posted her on TikTok this weekend, and she's fantastic, by
y'all,
the way.
How are y'all getting the clips on TikTok? I'm not complaining, but like...
You don't get that?
I have been seeing so many clips from this show. How are y'all not getting caught in that theater?
Oh, you say, how could they actually record it? I know. Because every time I pull my phone out in a show,
I've been
seeing
so much.
Don't do it. Who was... It was a girl from Maryland that played the very first black Glinda.
Yes.
And Brittany somebody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. We'll her first name is Brittany.
We'll go to our...
Do you remember her last name, Charlotte?
Our resident Broadway nerd on the show, which is Charlotte, who knows every fact about every Broadway show. Mm-hmm. Brittany who?
Johnson.
Brittany Johnson.
Brittany Johnson.
From Maryland. Play the first black Glinda. That's right. Cool.
We love that. Congratulations. This is Jess, and that's your top three.
Kramer and Jess. $1,000 Minute. Mix 106.5.
Hey, what's up? We're going to play $4,000 in free Dash and Gas right now. And my best recommendation for you is to play this game along with us in your car. See how you do, because maybe tomorrow you can call us and be the right caller and play along for that real chance to win $1,000 in free gas. Today's caller number 10. Who is this? Hi.
Oh, my goodness. It's Antoinette and Olivia.
Antoinette and Olivia. Both of you. What are we owe the honors today? This is amazing. Hi.
How are you guys?
We're good. Olivia, how are you?
Good.
What's going on? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
Good. All right, let's play $4,000 in free gas, y'all. Have you guys played the game before?
Yeah, like 3 weeks ago we got on and we only got like 2 questions right.
Well, today we're going for three, baby.
Let's do it, ladies.
Let's go to Jess. Let's go to Jess for the rules and we'll play.
If you can answer 7 trivia questions in 60 seconds, you win $1,000 in free Dash and Gas. But if you get one wrong, mispronounce one, or take longer than 60 seconds, you are out. Now remember, you can pass on the ones you don't know. You just got to say pass and then we will come back to them only if there is time at the end. Antoinette and Olivia, you ladies ready to play?
We are.
Your chance at $1,000 in Dash and Gas starts now.
Question number one. What is the term for a word that has the opposite meaning of another word?
An antonym.
Correct. Question number two. What sport is the focus of the 2011 movie Moneyball?
Pass.
Question number three. What color are the cards in the suits of hearts and diamonds? What color are the card suits heart
Red.
And diamonds? Correct. Question number four. What is the name of the kingdom where Super Mario's adventures usually take place?
Pass.
Question number five. You got to pass. What do you call a group of crows? What do you call a group of crows?
A murder.
Correct. Question number six. Which superhero has a shield with a star on it?
Captain America.
Correct. Question number seven. How many months are there in how many months are in half a year?
Six.
Correct.
Question number two. Which sport is the focus of the 2011 movie Moneyball?
Oh my gosh.
Just try.
Soccer?
It's not soccer. My God. Oh my God. We almost had it today.
Oh my gosh. 6 out of 7.
I know. That was so good. I would say from the last round a couple weeks ago, you guys did so good today.
Man.
We did better than last time.
Yeah, you did.
That's all that matters. We love progress.
That was huge progress. I don't think we've even been that close. I don't think we've been that close, actually, in a second. You guys almost had it today. Jess, it was that crazy number two question that unfortunately.
Baseball.
It's baseball.
You got to go with one of them. Basketball, baseball.
I don't think I've ever seen Moneyball.
No,
yeah.
That's all right. And then you did get that number four question. What's the name of the kingdom where Super Mario's adventures usually take place? Mushroom Kingdom.
Yeah.
That was all you, Liv.
Oh, good job, Liv.
Liv, you did it. You did it. Okay. Hey, listen. I mean, literally, that was your game today. That was your game. Tomorrow. I hope you guys will call back. We call every day. Oh, well,
thank you for that.
Then tomorrow.
And we've been getting number five for the past couple weeks. So.
And now here you are. So maybe
can
tomorrow.
Can I just say something? I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is your show. You no, this is your show. We suck. You take over.
You guys bring so much joy to our morning.
Oh, my God.
We have so much fun. Half of the fun of driving to school. I work at her school, so I have the pleasure of being at my daughter's school, but half of the fun is that we get to drive and we listen to 106.5 and we listen to Radiothon. You guys are so fantastic.
Oh my gosh.
That's like my favorite thing ever. My favorite thing was going to school and like listening to the radio and my mom taking me. So we're just honored to be a part of that experience for the two
of
you.
That's so kind of you guys. Thank you for everything you do. Thank you.
We
needed that today. We needed that. Thank you for saying that. We love you guys so much. Tomorrow we'll come back. Seven more trivia questions and we'll try for that $1,000. Goodbye, Olivia.
Bye.
Have a great day at school, okay?
Okay.
And make sure to head to Dashin and try their Spike Burger, griddle pressed beef, crispy bacon, grilled onions, mushrooms, provolone cheese, and of course their signature sauce, honey, and a fresh cracked egg on a brioche bun, only at Dashin.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Jessica Dutra.
This is Judge Jess.
Okay, we all know there's some unofficial rules that we are expected to follow when people close to us break up with people, right?
Unspoken, yeah. You shouldn't even have to discuss, right?
But this one, I'm like, what she's doing to her son, I just don't know if this is the right thing to do or not. Let's get into this. Judge Jess, by the way, this is our advice segment. Jess is not a real judge. We should give that disclaimer. But she's judgmentally friendly, what do we say?
No, I'm an honest friend. I'm a no-nonsense friend, if you will.
She has a lot of opinions, that's for sure. So we're putting that to good use with Judge Jess. Here's how this works. If you ever are going through a disagreement with somebody, you guys can't seem to make up who's right and who's wrong, call our voicemail, 855-Kramer-Jess. Tell us the situation, and then Jess will decide, basically, who's right in your situation. All right, here's this week. Listen to this.
Hey, this is Vicky from Owings Mills, and I am just calling because my son, he's a senior, dated this girl for almost 2 years, pretty much their whole high school career. So she's like, feels really family to me. I mean, she's one of mine. They broke up because he cheated, my son. So I'm not a fan of that. Mm. I still follow her on Instagram, and I showed my son a picture of something she did. And he's like, Mom, you shouldn't be following my ex-girlfriend. You're my mom. Stop trying to be the cool mom. All this crazy stuff. So I said to him, I shouldn't have to unfollow her just because you cheated on her. And that's why you guys broke up. We have a relationship. So anyway, Judge, help me. I really need help. I'll be listening.
All right. So basically, son breaks up with his girlfriend.
Cheats on her.
She did cheat on her.
Cheats on her. Yeah.
I don't know if we can enter that into evidence per se, but because I don't know if it changes the situation. So is mom
unofficially, because again, none of this is written down, but like, yeah. is she unofficially expected to unfollow the girlfriend because mm-hmm. the son broke up?
Yeah.
We'll go to Judge Jess.
I really think, unfortunately, the situation is sad. I would like to acknowledge the feelings of Vicky, because obviously there was a connection there, right? Sure. And she's also disappointed in her son's actions. I feel like that's, you know, we should mention that. However, I do not think she should be following her son's ex-girlfriend on Instagram.
And why?
I do not. Well, this could be like a side thing. Maybe the ex-girlfriend is never going to be like, you can't follow me, but it could be uncomfortable for her. You know what I mean?
Valid.
Because of the situation. And if this is how they broke up, it's probably not easy. Because then the ex-girlfriend is going to be seeing pics of her ex-boyfriend pop up on her feed, like from the mom and everything. And that sucks, right? But because like your son is ending that relationship, I think as the family, you have to respect those boundaries. And I do think it's a little weird that she's still following her on Instagram.
My mom follows every person I've ever even dated. I think she unfollowed my ex-wife, but like literally anyone that I've even dated and she knows of.
Yeah.
She'll literally, this would be some girl I went on like four dates with, and like she would have known her name, like found her on social media. Like 2 years later, she's like, did you see that Beth is going to a nursing school now? I'm like, why do you follow
her? Why are you bringing that up?
I just don't
know. Is it kind of weird?
To me, yes, it is.
Yeah.
But what I'm wondering, though, is do most parents, because Jess is not a parent, I'm not a parent.
Yeah, I'm not. I would just think that if your son is like, hey, that makes me uncomfortable, can you not? That I would think that she would not, right?
Before, and I'm just asking an exemption of court really quick. Before you rule, Judge Jess.
Yeah.
Could we hear from some parents and see if they agree with that rule?
If you're still following the exes?
Yes. This is Sarah in Parkville. Hi, Sarah. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is kind of the opposite. You are the ex in the situation.
Mm. Yes. I talk to my ex's mom at least once a week. I still go visit her. Actually, when my ex and I were together, I was the first person she told that she had breast cancer.
Oh, my God.
So I have a tattoo for her.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So you guys are very close.
Yeah.
Very close.
So.
And wait, but and really quick too, you both have been in other relationships since your relationship with your ex, right? You've both been in separate relationships.
Yeah.
And you still talk to.
Yeah, I just got out of a relationship. Mm-hmm. He's in a relationship, but they keep like breaking up and getting back together. But whenever they like break up or they get into it, my ex, he makes 2 phone calls or text messages. It's me and his mom.
Is that weird?
Is it healthy? Of that, I'm not sure.
Is that something that his partner struggles with at all regarding you? I think his probably relationship with you and then also your relationship with his mom.
Is that why they keep breaking up?
I don't know. I know that his mom doesn't like his new girlfriend.
Okay.
But loves you.
She loves me.
Loves you. Yes. You're the best. You're
right.
The best one. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm trying to get him back. I love him. He's like, I'm still in love with him. I wish that never broken up. It was me that left.
Okay.
So this is very complicated.
I see.
It's a very complicated situation. Yeah.
And is his mom supportive of this as well?
Absolutely. She loves
him.
Okay.
She wants you to get back too. He's dating somebody else.
I can see how this could potentially be an issue for any other partner that he has.
So do you though? Okay, but let's be honest. Do you think this is the healthiest thing to do for you and her mom to still to you and his mom to still have a relationship in this situation?
So I personally don't see an issue with it. They went through a really big thing. His sister passed away in December of 23.
So sorry.
Unfortunately, she lost her life due like mental health.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
So you've been there.
And
you've been there.
You guys have been through a lot
of big situations.
Right.
Been
and to you,
system.
To you, the situation works fine.
Correct.
So let me go to Judge Just then for a final ruling. I mean, do you feel like in this situation that, I'm sorry, our Judge Just person is?
Vicky.
Do you feel like Vicky then should unfollow?
Yeah, I do think Vicky needs to unfollow her son's ex-girlfriend.
Even more so after that last phone call.
You know what? That's not the situation we're discussing, so I'm just going to focus on Vicky, but I do think she should unfollow.
I want to go back and talk more about Sarah's situation. All right.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Baltimore top three with Jess. Number three.
Baltimore's Gabby Simone is going to Hollywood. Simone, born and raised in West Baltimore, auditioned for season 23 of American Idol. And in the premiere last night, she knocked the judges off their feet in her audition with her version of Aretha Franklin's A Natural Woman. American Idol airs on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on ABC. You can also stream it today if you want it on Hulu. And three judges returning, Lionel Richie, Luke Bryan, and former American Idol champion, Carrie Underwood.
Oh, so that's who's still on American Idol. Congratulations to her, by the way. Let's keep rooting our girl on. You know what I mean?
Number two.
A blood moon will phase into a total lunar eclipse this week. The lunar event will start Thursday night and continue through the early hours of Friday with totality at about 2:26 a.m. Astronomers say the amount of dust and cloud cover will determine how red the eclipse will appear. And while the total lunar eclipse won't require any sort of like special equipment to watch it, of course, a telescope or binoculars will always give you a better view.
Bro, that's one thing about this time change right now. That moon is mooning when we get up in the morning.
It was beautiful this morning.
Like the only benefit to early morning people.
Number one.
Rihanna took to Instagram on Saturday to share a pair of delivery room photos from when she gave birth to her children RZA and Riot Rose in 2022 and 2023. She tied the photos to International Women's Day, which was on Saturday, writing in the caption that giving birth to her little miracles was by far the most powerful thing she has ever done as a woman. But the fans aren't not so much talking about what she's doing, but what she was wearing in the photos. The pictures show RiRi in the hospital bed looking very stylish while holding her newborns, wearing pearls in one and pink sunglasses in the other. And Rihanna shared, quote, "And yes, I gave birth in pearls and sunglasses. Don't ask, a lot was happening." I wonder if anyone else has done something like that, because it's not uncommon to set a vibe for the room. So like incense, candles, even music. But like maybe you do need some like sunglasses and pearls to get you through the whole thing. You know what I mean?
What, is there anybody listening right now that was way over the top dressed when you, because here's the problem, and I completely understand this. Like, for example, recently I saw a picture of my mom's first picture with me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And like, she didn't have makeup on, like she didn't, but this is like the 80s, y'all. Like, you have to worry about it. That was like a picture for you and like your family. And now the expectation is you're gonna post it on social media. So like all of my friends that are having kids, that, I mean, I've not seen one that's not in like the toppest of makeup.
Are you serious?
I swear to you, every one of my friends that has a kid, I'm like, yo, how did you have the energy, effort, and foresight to like get that made up? To get like when Jess is a wannabe future mother, do you feel like that will be important to you to make sure that like you have all your makeup on? Like,
absolutely not.
You won't care.
No, but all the friends of mine that have given birth, no one has makeup on or anything like
nothing?
That. But I have had a few friends that like have music on and have like some sort of like what is it, like the crystal light that grow that's glowing and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
you
like
know?
A Himalayan salt.
Yes. You know, it's more so like the vibe of the room.
Yeah.
But I'm
but makeup you don't care about.
No.
You don't care. Outfit you don't care about.
No. What? No.
My friends are obviously way more self-centered.
This is Jess, and that's your top three.
I mean, would you do it? Would you tow a handicapped kid's van if it was blocking your driveway? Now, what if it had been there multiple days in a row? Like, eventually, would you say, like, all right, you got to go. You got to get out of here. Technically, it's time for our Talk Me Out of It update. I'm going to give us a few more seconds. Jess, catch us up, though, where we were last week with Anonymous.
Anonymous was considering getting a van towed that's actually for a handicapped child. He lives across the street from a school, and he was sharing that this woman would park her van in front of his house almost every day because she would be picking up her son up from school. And he had shared that he'd actually had a few conversations with her, letting her know that it had actually blocked him in, made him miss work, and now it had gotten to the point where he was considering basically having the vehicle towed.
Technically, this time of the week is where we come back on and we get the updates of what actually happened with these. I'm going to give it like 15 more seconds before we do this. But what happens, though, is if people don't, because we rely on them to call us back, we don't want anybody's like name or information, just in case people reach out to us and be like, "Hey, who was that?" I don't want to know nothing. But when they don't call us back, which it looks like which it looks like it's going to be today. We do what we call a...
Talk me out of it, unsolved mystery.
Unsolved mystery. Because I really wanted to know. Do you see how I'm stalling because I really want to know what happened to this in reality? Damn it. So we say that every story deserves an ending, though. So what happens if people don't call back and tell us what happened? We just have to maybe assume with context clues, did it happen or did it not? So Jesse said, I'm going to tow this handicap van if it's there. I got a friend lined up to do this. But did he go through with it or not? Why? I mean, why did he not call us back? You know, it's like...
I think he did it. And maybe he just did not... Maybe the reaction was like too big or just something that that he wasn't expecting to handle.
Yeah.
Or just maybe he just didn't handle the reaction well, right. You know? And maybe he just can't bring himself to explain how that whole situation went down. You know what I mean? I do think he did it, though. I do think he ended up going through with it, and he got it towed.
I think if you're at the point where you're asking people to actually come, it's not like he was debating. He already had somebody lined up to come do this. I think he probably did. I think he probably did it. I also, though, feel like, yes, whatever happened, he's not proud of. Does that make sense? Like,
right. That's why I think he's not calling. I think if it was the situation where, you know what, I had one more talk with her and she's like, you know what, I'll figure it out. I won't park in front of your driveway anymore and now we're friends. No, I don't think that's how it went down.
That's probably not the conclusion that we're looking for.
No.
Though. Yeah, it probably didn't go well. What do you think? Like, what's going through your head? Like, do you think he did it? I mean, a lot of you guys last week said he was going to do it. Unless we find out more, we leave it as a...
Talk me out of it, unsolved mystery.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Ryder remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.